Now, Mitch, you have a big legal brain. You charge like $1,000 an hour, but you're not billing us, correct, for this time?
No, not that much.
Okay, this is pro bono. So I know we have a tab that's advancing, but we'll get Miranda, our producer, on it. All right, she'll send you a check. You accept checks. Very good. So let's cover the cigarette package story. So apparently, federal government, Food and Drug Administration, to convey the facts about the health risks associated with smoking, they wanted cigarette manufacturers to cover the entire package, or at least a large majority of the package, with a gigantic picture of, using examples, because I'm into gory stuff, and I know my audience is too, pictures including a man exhaling cigarette smoke through a tracheotomy hole in his throat, a plume of cigarette smoke enveloping an infant, a pair of diseased lungs next to a pair of healthy lungs, a diseased mouth afflicted with what appears to be cancerous lesions, a man breathing out of an oxygen mask, a cadaver with post-autopsy of his chest and what it looks like when he was smoking. So they have all these cool pictures talking about the damages of smoking. But a court ruled today regarding this of whether or not it's legal for them, the federal government, to require cigarette manufacturers to put this on their packages. Tell us what happened legally today.
Well, the court basically issued an injunction to prevent the FDA from making the requirements. So for now, until it's appealed, the FDA is not going to be able to require the cigarette manufacturers to put these gruesome pictures on. And what the court basically decided was that the pictures moved from requiring the cigarette manufacturers to put factual information about the health hazards to advocacy against cigarette smoking, and that's where it crossed the First Amendment line.
Got it. So the FDA can require cigarette manufacturers to say, hey, this stuff's bad for you. You smoke, you'll get cancer. But why is it? What distinguishes the written statement now, the disclaimer, which is on all packages, from a disgusting picture? Like, what is that line?
Well, it's going to have to be decided maybe by the Supreme Court. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Andy, that forcing somebody to speech and say something implicates their First Amendment rights, too. And for the government to do that, it has to have an important reason, and it has to be using the least restrictive means of interfering with your First Amendment rights possible. So what this judge decided is the government has a good reason to force cigarette companies to warn people about the safety hazards. It's an altogether different thing to force them to put on gruesome pictures that basically have them advocating against themselves.
Gotcha. Okay, in the U.S. District, this was in a U.S. District Court, Judge Richard Leon. So what happens from here? So the cigarette manufacturers win this one. The FDA is going to appeal this. Walk us through the legal system of what happens next. How long will it take to get to the Supreme Court? And who do you predict wins this battle?
The U.S. District Court, once it signs this order, the government will have a period of time, I think it's 60 days, to file an appeal. And once that happens, it'll get up to the appropriate Court of Appeals. This is coming out of Washington, so it'll be the D.C. Circuit. And the Court of Appeals, the timing, depending on whether it's viewed as an urgency, will be anything from a few months to about a year before that Court of Appeals decides it. And the losing party will be able to request that the Supreme Court take the issue up. And if they think it's important enough, they will. And that process can take another 2 years. So it could be 3 years before we see something from the Supreme Court if they consider it.
Okay, and in this waiting period, the cigarette manufacturers do not have to put the stuff on the packaging. Is that correct?
Exactly. And probably if the D.C. Circuit reverses and says that it's okay to make them do it, it's more likely to get reviewed more quickly because they'll be forced to put these pictures on and there's harm that's being caused to
them. Gotcha. That's interesting. And last thing on this issue, what is your gut as a First Amendment expert? It gets to the Supreme Court. Let's say Mitch Langberg is Chief Justice at that time. John Roberts steps down. The President of the United States nominates Mitch Langberg because of his great background. How do you rule on this? Which way do you see the court swinging?
I say it's an improper violation of the First Amendment. It goes too far.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Now, talking about a person who goes too far on so many different levels is Lindsay Lohan. I even hate to bring her name up when two intellectual giants are talking right now. That's me and you, Mitch. And actually, when I talk to myself, those are two intellectual giants talking. So it doesn't have to include you. But for this conversation, it does. Now, Lindsay Lohan is in a lawsuit against Pitbull. Pitbull is not I guess Pitbull is a type of dog, but it's also a rapper. I think he's like a Puerto Rican thing. Is that what Pitbull